Today I'm going to tell you a story. At the end of the story, I want you to tell me what lesson you can take from it. Alright? So, I heard this story last week, and I haven't been able to prove if it is a real story or a made-up story. So, I went on Google and I put in what I thought was a way of capturing it, but there was nothing. So, I'll tell you the story, so I don't know if it's a true story or not, but we'll make it up anyway. So, we're going to base the story in France. Now, France has these beautiful valleys where they do agriculture. And way back in the 1800s, the way that you got yourself a plot was that you had to go to the town mayor and you would say to him, "I want a plot." And then he would tell you that whatever you could dig around the perimeter of in a day, starting at sunrise and finishing at sunset, you could take as your entitlement. So do you understand? So you'd have to get up early in the morning and you'd have to get your shovel out and you'd have to dig and you'd slowly work your way around your perimeter. And at the end of the day, you had to join your start point and your end point before sunset. If you didn't make it, you didn't get your entitlement. Alright? So the fellow, his name is Pierre. That's a good French name, isn't it? Pierre. So he decides he wants to get an allotment. So he goes to his town mayor and he says, "Listen, I would like to take this opportunity to find myself a property so that I can use as a garden." And the fellow said, "Rightio, go through these certain valleys and you can choose a block of land anywhere in that vicinity, but remember, these are the rules." And so he gave him a date. The date was about 2 months in advance. So what did Pierre do? Pierre decided he would go and practice. So he went out and practiced. And so he would dig for an hour. He'd work out how far he could dig in an hour. And then he'd go and dig for 2 hours. And so he built up his ability to dig. Then he had to go and find a block of ground that he would like. And so he scoured for a few weeks, when it walked up and down the valleys and whatever, and finally he came across this block of ground that he thought would be ideal. It had a gentle curve in it, went up the hill a little bit, and so he measured it out. And by using the calculations that he had gained from his practice digging, he worked out how far he could dig in a day. And so he got his chalk, that white lime, and he went round and he put the perimeter down what he thought would be a good block of ground and what he could do and achieve. The next thing he did was he decided to set up markers so that during the dig he could work out if he was on track. Because if he wasn't on track, he'd have to cut a bit off it, because he wasn't allowed to take the block until he had joined the start and end points. So with all this practice and whatever, the day finally came. And he made his way, just as the sun was about to rise, they told him he could go. And off he went. Dig, dig, dig. And he'd been going a few hours, and he came to his first waypoint, waymarker, and he thought, "I'm a little bit in front." Because what had happened a couple of days earlier, there was a bit of rain, and what it had done, it had softened the ground. So now he was on track. So he digs a few more hours, comes to his next waypoint. He's a little bit further in front, and he's thinking, "Wow, this is great." And so on during the day, comes lunchtime, he doesn't stop for lunch because he's got to make his markers. And then by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he can see his goal. And as he's going across the top of the high point of his allotment, he spies a spring. But the spring's not part of his property. It's a little bit higher up the slope. But he looks where he is, looks at his pointers, and he thinks, I can get it. So he changes direction. Up the mountain he goes. Dig, dig, dig. Around the spring, and comes back to where his line, where he picks up again. But he's on track. But, you know, he's lost a bit of time. Now he's got to put a lot of effort in because he can see the finish line, but he's also a little bit behind. So he picks up the dig, 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 dig. Soon people hear about his activity and they come to cheer him on. So it's about half an hour to go before sunrise, before sunset, the people out of the village come and they're cheering him on. Go, Pierre! Go, Pierre! And finally, just as the sun's about to set, Pierre makes it to the finish line. He's got his allotment. And he's so exhausted, he falls down on the ground and lays there. He doesn't move. The villagers come over and they touch him, shake him. He doesn't move. Pierre died. He got his goal, but he died. That's an interesting story, isn't it? Right. What's the lesson you can learn? Yes, they did too. But in this story, what was the lesson you can take from this story? Yep.
Instead of being content with what he had, instead of just going for the extra.
Well, correct. What about all the effort that he'd put in? He'd gone out, he'd practiced, he'd set up all these waypoints and all that. What did that tell you about him? He was very prepared. He was very motivated, wasn't he? He had a goal. But what did that goal cost him? It cost him his life. So what's the lesson you can learn from this?
Set your goals within your reach.
Yes. That is correct. Anyone else got something to say? Do you want me to tell you? Hey? Sometimes in life, we're so determined to get what we want, we don't realise what the cost is. You know what that means? Yep. Well, correct. But sometimes when we try to achieve something, and this applies for children as well as adults, sometimes we put so much effort into achieving what we want, we can lose our spiritual life, or we can actually do things that we wouldn't normally do just to achieve. I was reading in the paper this week, and it was saying that 43 students last year committed suicide trying to achieve their goals and failed. And so they took the option of jumping out of windows in Melbourne. That's sad, isn't it? When that means so much to you. When you've got so much you can live for.